Sometimes interfering can cause you more of a problem than the one you're trying to solve. More from Sherry at FamilyMinute.org.
I'm Rick Nasbitt with your Friday Central Kentucky forecast, sponsored by IPM Pest and Termite. On Fortune Drive in Lexington, call 859-271-8852. 30% chance of rain mixed with snow today, and that chance of showers continues late into the evening and tomorrow also. The high today is 43. Tonight's low should be about 30. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at 770 AM and 93.3 FM, The Eagle.
Can you remember a time when your enthusiasm for spiritual things was on fire? Nothing, it seemed, could diminish your zeal for walking with God. And then, well, life kicked in. And over time, you lost the natural passion that made you feel invincible. Well, you're not alone. Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll reminds us that the Israelites experienced the same thing. And in their lowest moments, God said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." As we begin, Chuck leads us in prayer.
Today, our Father, we come before you with gratitude for the way that you continue to meet our needs in such abundance. Thank you that you cross all cultural barriers, all races, all color, all needs, all beliefs, and you penetrate the heart with the truth of the Son of God. May we not lose our way in this strange age in which we live, where compromise is written across virtually every politician's life, where many who once preached your word now do entertainment, where we have the opportunity to hear the truth, but we do not value it, where we come to a time where we may not always have these liberties we now enjoy, which we take for granted. Catch us up short. Remind us, Father, that we live by your grace. Your truth is our guide. Because of it, we live and move and have our being. Guide us into this series with confidence that you will use each message in a special way to provide counsel for our troubled times. Speak, Father, and we will listen. Now is our opportunity to do what we rarely are able to do through the week, and that is to give to you. And we do so with gratitude that you have provided us with an occupation and you have met our needs. May we be in turn as generous. For the glory of Christ, we pray these things and we give our gifts. And everyone said, Amen.
You're listening to Insight for Living. To search the scriptures with Chuck Swindoll, be sure to download his Searching the Scriptures studies by going to insight.org/studies. And now the message called Sustaining Enthusiasm.
The longer you spend time engaged in the things about the church, the more easily the stalker will steal from you and, in fact, carry out a plan to kill something within you. He's a thief as well as a killer. And what does he steal? He steals your excitement. He kills your enthusiasm. Who is this predator, this invisible but powerful thief and killer? He is overexposure. That's the name I'll give him. Overexposure. Becoming so familiar with spiritual truth, singing spiritual songs, attending spiritual meetings, planning spiritual programs, activities, involvements, that you become ultimately weary in well-doing. And you start to lose heart. I'm not the first one to address this. Paul addressed it when he wrote to the Corinthians. In fact, he begins that 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians with, I warn you. Listen to me. This is a warning. I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, about our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. So this isn't anything new. It's been going on for centuries. Paul goes way, way back to the people of Israel after they had been released from Pharaoh and Egypt's bondage and set free to move to the promised land. I know, you've heard it. Here we go again. What about those people? Before I tell you, I want you to take the time to mark some things in these first five verses. The word all, A-L-L. My Bible reads in verse 1, all of them were guided. And before the verse is over, all of them walked through the sea. Second verse, all of them were baptized. Verse 3, all of them ate the same spiritual food. Verse 4, all of them drank from the spiritual rock that traveled with him. All of them, all of them, all of them, all of them, all of them. Every one of them, what? Exposed to magnificent things. But notice, verse 5, God was not pleased with most of them. All of them had all of the benefits, and with most of them who became jaded, cynical, bored, who let the star